Revelation chapter 22, verse 10 and verse 11. The time is at hand. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. I want you to get that. The time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. The angel told John the Revelator, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Don't seal them. He said, for the time is at hand. And I can tell you, a man should tremble at these words. Though you may not know it, at this very moment, your time is at hand. You are sealed at this very hour. And how few realize this prophecy. The hour of their eternal destiny, as one hears this very word. For you read verse 11, and you're either unjust, filthy, righteous, or holy still. So I'd ask, how is your eternity sealed at this hour, at this very hour? Let me say that with God, there is no tomorrow, ever. Not ever. With God, it's always today. And how few understand such? You'll not understand the very words of this prophecy except you understand that. That with God, there's never tomorrow, only today. And these very words, right here in this book, they seal you this day, this hour. Say not, I'll consider such tomorrow. For you will not. It'll be too late. This tomorrow will never come for you. Not ever. Preacher, how can I know it to be so? I know it to be so. You will be this way still. Unjust, filthy, righteous, holy. You'll fit there, and you have a place there, and you'll be just such tomorrow. For today, the time is at hand. How is it with you? Turn to Rightly he says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, you heard me say many times, to examine, you can turn there if you like, to examine your own selves. It's not for me to examine you, or you to examine me. It's for you to examine your own self today. It's now, right now, with you. You see, the present is always with God. And with those that are in Christ. Today, he says, if you'll hear his voice. Today. Not tomorrow. He never says tomorrow. Today. You shall not hear tomorrow. I repeat, as the words of this prophecy, you shall not hear tomorrow. I bring you the prophecy of today. I was born a certain day. I was born Saturday, March 13th, 1948, 1:30 p.m. in Corpus Christi, Texas, at Spahn Hospital. I cannot be born at any other time or any other place in history. I cannot. It's sealed. It's done. It's finished. And that cannot be changed or altered in any other way, whether it's your birth or my birth. And such are you this day, sealed, cannot be altered in any way. Though Esau, the Bible says, though Esau cried with bitter tears, and though, as we know, Judas, Achan, some of the few can be meant, King Saul, Belshazzar, all sealed, their fate unaltered. And Belshazzar, such as his joints out of place, he trembled such. But it was too late. Tomorrow would never come. He said, today, many, many, Tikal, it's going to be required of thee. This is it for you, partner. Today. And then God said in Romans 9:17, he said, even, speaking of Pharaoh, he said, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up. Do you see it? Your purpose. Four choices as such. Unjust, filthy, righteous, or holy. How is it with you? Have you been called to the marriage supper of the Lamb? Are your garments white as snow? Are you an ambassador for Christ? I'm asking you. How is it with you today? Isaiah 49:8, he said, in a day of salvation have I helped thee. In a day of salvation. Now, if you would, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. For he saith, I have heard thee. When? In a time accepted. The accepted time. The time at hand. And in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Could it be any more clear? I tell you today, this prophecy is sealed for you. The prophecy is unsealed. But it's sealed for you. Turn to the book of James, chapter 4. Verse 13 and verse 14. Go now, ye that say, today or when? Tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. I say the prophecy is sealed for you today. Now let me speak as how most are. Romans chapter 1, verse 28 says, they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Anything but God, anything but now, anything but today.
tomorrow. Mañana.
But Paul said, I wouldn't have you ignorant, brethren, of this one thing. The time is at hand. The hour of your fate, your eternal fate, is at hand. The prophecy is not sealed. Oh, but your fate, it's sealed this day. This day. How is it with you? Examine your own self. Unjust, filthy, righteous, holy. Some would say, well, I'm not unjust, thus I must be all right. Filthy, I'm not, so I guess I'm okay. But you see, they've no understanding of the concept of there's none good. They've no inkling of the deceitfully wicked heart that all men are born with. They know not, the Bible says in Revelation 3, that they're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, naked. And to such, the day is past. On the day that they cry for mercy, it'll be too late. You see, the day is past. That day is gone. It's no longer today. The time will be no longer at hand. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And he said, then if any man hear my voice, can you hear him? Can you hear his voice? I'm asking you. Can you hear him? Listen, you won't hear him tomorrow. Listen to what I'm telling you. You will not hear him tomorrow. You may think you will, but you won't. The prophecy's not sealed, but your fate is. John 6:44, he said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. Luke 13:3-5, he said, but except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. That's today. He didn't say repent tomorrow. That's today. This is the day you will hear. No other. Today. Well, how do you know that, preacher? Because the time is at hand. The sheep hear his voice. I said, the sheep hear his voice. The time is at hand. In Psalm 81:13, the psalmist cried, oh, that my people had hearkened unto me. I struggled some with that verse. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, that they'd walked in my ways. But we know they didn't. Now, we know they said, we will, we will. Will you keep this? Will you do this? Yes, we will, yes. But they didn't. They wandered in the wilderness 40 years. It was too late. 40 years. They took a 40-day journey in 40 years. It was too late. The day had passed. I tell you one last time, the time is at hand. Today is the day of salvation. The time is at hand.